you know, from originally being gouged by the ocean carriers, you know, to now seeing the railroads literally jump up to a 231% increase in the number of unfilled grain rail cars compared to last year, we have been let down by our transporters in this country. And so here we are again, and we've got to, you know, make law so that we have a fair shake in getting products to market. I mean, this is very important for, you know, for our state in particular. So it's timely. It creates more oversight of the railroad industry. You know, whether it was cooperatives or biofuel plants or farmers or, and my gosh, the service concerns I heard with the rail system just were out the door this year, right? In my office, on the phone, et cetera. And then we had major delays. The vast majority of these unfilled, you know, grain cars, we had 11 days of delay. So here we go with this. Before the pandemic, the industry cut tens of thousands of jobs. They've been running fewer cars on the tracks. But then as, you know, the need goes up, they're not ready to go, and they're not building up as quickly.